Hello, this is Craig Fowler, and welcome to today's podcast, brought to you by the Jewels in Your Crown website. I'm joined by Bob Taft, founder of the ConservativeInsight.net blog. We want to today discuss the increasingly outrageous 2020 Democratic Socialist proposals from three perspectives. First, from how much it will cost and where the money will come from. Let's put that underlying question to rest once and for all. Next, we will look at the economic consequences on Americans if we pursued these radical policies. And finally, we'll look at the situation in California, where socialism is already being applied rather strongly. Welcome back, Bob.
Thanks, Craig. It's nice to get together again on a podcast. And this is an important one. The 2020 Democrat hopefuls are duping this country, and I'm afraid too many intelligent people are buying what they're selling. Let's set everybody straight.
Well, I know we can.
Take Elizabeth Warren. She can't understand why anyone would run for president just to talk about what can't be done. Listen, new ideas are great. Thinking outside the box is great. But the Democrat candidates for 2020 have crossed the line between good ideas and dangerous ones. If a fraction of what they want to enact were to pass, the United States would be thrown into a depression the likes we haven't seen since the 1930s.
Bob, it seems to me so many people want to blame the rich for their state in life. The rich are an easy target, but they're also the key to productivity. And if you tax and regulate the rich, they'll disappear or move away and take productivity with them. Do you agree?
Absolutely. The wild 2020 Democrat candidates can call out the rich and out-freebie each other all they want. But in the end of the day, they cannot deliver the goods.
Well, help our audience understand why.
Two reasons, actually. First is the simple math of it. And second are the consequences of what they would do, which you referred to in the beginning.
Take us through both of those reasons, Bob.
Okay. In 2021, the federal budget will be about $5 trillion if we don't do anything much different than what we're currently doing. The Dems, on the other hand, want the Green New Deal. Way too much. So let's just say, for argument's sake, that half of that is what they want to enact. Add to that slavery reparations, $1.4 trillion a year over 10 years. Elimination of student debt, you know, Bernie's great $1.6 trillion. Universal health care, another trillion. And open borders, another trillion there. Forget free income for everyone. I don't know where that would all come from. So without the income, the total budget would come out to $9.7 trillion annually. Add to the projected 2021 federal budget of $5 trillion, this would give us a whopping $14.7 trillion federal annual budget.
So if a Democrat is elected, we would need $14.7 trillion.
Yes. But last year, the government collected a measly $3.7 trillion. Half of that came from income taxes. 35% from payroll taxes, 7% from corporate profits, and 8% from everything else, tariffs, states, others. That's it, $3.7 trillion.
Well, raising taxes, as the Democrats want to do, isn't the answer.
Yes, that's what the Democrat hopefuls tell us, and that's what they want to do. But forget taxing the rich, which is where all this money they think is going to come from. If we doubled the taxes on everyone, you, me, everybody, that would add up to less than $2 trillion a year. If we took the corporate profits and multiplied them five times, we taxed them five times what is already being taxed, we would take in another $1 trillion. But companies would just raise the price of goods and services to offset these new taxes.
So if my math is correct, we're talking about an $8 trillion deficit shy of what the Dems would need.
Yes, just $8 trillion. But at what cost? This brings us to the second point. The consequences of what the Dems hopefuls would do. If federal income taxes are doubled on everyone, would we have enough money to buy what we need, much less what we want? No, of course not. If taxes on corporations are raised 5 times, 4 times, 3 times, companies would go overseas again as they did under Obama, or go out of business as they did under Obama. Companies would move, workers would be cut, unemployment would rise to record levels, and payroll taxes would take a huge hit. Remember, payroll taxes account for 35% of all taxes collected.
Well, Bob, all those things make me shake my head, and I notice you're shaking your head as well.
That's right, because payroll taxes would go down. The smaller the payrolls, the fewer the payroll taxes.
Let's talk a little bit about Elizabeth Warren's 2% tax on wealth.
I don't know, Craig. Hard to collect those kinds of taxes. Much of the big wealth would go hide overseas.
But what about a value-add tax?
Just try to add 10% value-added tax to the rising cost of goods and reduce purchasing power under the Dems' plans. Would a 10% VAT help or hurt the situation?
Well, to me, it would worsen it for sure.
Right. Just look at what Obama tried to do in moving us towards socialism. Inevitably, he raised taxes and regulations on businesses, moved toward expensive universal health care, increased welfare by a third, doubled U.S. debt, started the move toward open borders, squandered $1 trillion on environmental companies that failed, caused the first ever U.S. credit downgrade, and grew the economy at less than 2% a year for 8 long years. And rich companies either went abroad or out of business as unemployment rose, wages slowed, and welfare payments were higher in some states than even a paycheck.
Bob, this left us in a miserable economic situation. At the federal level, $21 trillion in debt, with $221 trillion in unfunded liabilities. State and local debt total another $3 trillion plus, with unfunded debt over $1.5 trillion. Today, 40 states do not have enough money to pay all of their bills. So, on this weak governmental structure, the Democrats want to add an Obama-style socialist plan on steroids.
And where would that leave us? The Dem hopefuls are calling for the elimination of fossil fuels, which would give Russia and China a major gain over the United States, and not slow pollution at all. Oil prices would skyrocket and make us dependent on foreign oil again. Plus, the energy sector would eliminate over 11 million jobs.
Add to that the influx of immigrants. Proponents of the American socialist model want to open borders. And Gallup research estimates that 160 million, including as many as 50 million from Latin America, want to come here.
And if the socialist model promises a job to everyone who wants one, how many of those 160 million do you think would come here? How many jobs would have to be created? And who would fund those jobs? Disappearing companies or Uncle Sam, who by then would be up to his eyeballs or totally submerged in debt? With what money? And what would these people do exactly?
Well, the government would have to escalate taxes. They'd have to impose regulations far higher than those under the Obama administration. The result would be a rise in unemployment, an exodus of companies or a number of company failures, as you mentioned earlier, lower demand with higher prices, lower purchasing power, and less than 1% economic growth, and maybe even a negative growth. This would be an American disaster.
Yes, it sure would. And yes, Elizabeth, there is a Santa Claus. But our precious Uncle Sam is not him. And if you are serious about your proposals, just because a few people applaud because they think you can actually deliver them, they should think again. What you are foisting on the public is, in fact, radically new. I give you that. But it's not nirvana. It's dangerous.
Well, Bob, how can someone want to run for president who wants to inflict so much pain on the greatest country in history?
Good question, Craig. But let's look at socialism at work today. And I'm not talking about Venezuela or Cuba or any of those. I'm talking about right here in the United States. Take California. Democrats own the state. They control 20 out of 40 Senate seats and 61 of 80 seats in the assembly of the state legislature. And what's their record? One, the highest number of people on welfare in the United States, one-third of all Americans. The largest number of illegal immigrants to whom they want to give free health care and social services. Union-led, mediocre, and highly liberal education. The highest gas prices and income taxes of any state at a marginal rate of over 13%. Can you believe it? Crippling local taxes, real estate taxes, taxes on everything. But of course, they want to keep funding illegal immigrants.
And when you talk about illegal immigrants, I immediately think about health care.
Can't forget about that. In 2017, they actually passed legislation to create a single-payer system in California. But that would cost California another $400 billion, twice what their state budget is, and so they backed off it. Even the Democrats knew they couldn't raise that much money. But Governor Newsom still wants to give free medical to illegal immigrants. You think that's an incentive to come to California?
And don't forget the homeless problem out there. An exploding homeless population. In Alameda County, the number of homeless residents jumped 43% in the last 2 years. In Orange County, 42%. Kern County, up 50%. And San Francisco is up 30% since 2017, with the streets littered with feces and dirty needles.
And what about L.A.?
Oh, L.A., it's even worse. Nearly 60,000 in the county and 36,000 in the city itself. And let's not forget the outbreak of the rats causing typhus. And in the midst of all this, California has turned anti-business. With high taxes and insufferable regulations, businessmen and businesswomen are leaving the state on a daily basis.
So who pays all these taxes?
Well, many of those who live in Hollywood and hate Donald Trump. Less than 1% of the state's taxpayers pay nearly half of the total state income tax.
No wonder everyone is leaving California.
Quality of life there is considered the worst in America. Can you believe it?
Why are Californians doing this to themselves?
Well, that's a good question, Bob. Under this great socialism experiment, the gap between the rich and the poor is only getting wider. Fancy that. I think Dr. Charles Kessler, a professor in California, has it right. He believes no matter the attempt of the socialists to redistribute income or take the rich and give it to the poor, the leveling out just never seems to happen.
You know, that tracks well with what Joel Cotton of the Orange County Register said. He wrote that Silicon Valley types want to expand the welfare state to keep the hoi polloi in line.
And the sad thing is that all of these so-called do-gooders use the environment to push their socialism nonsense.
Interesting. How so?
Well, look at what environmentalism does. It cuts pollution, it eliminates cows, they say, it carbon energy is reduced, and affordable housing is cut. And then jobs, the worst part of it all, are cut. These environmental restrictions have kept the average American down. Instead of living in their own house, too many Californians are told that they can now live in smart towns. Smart towns is another name for tents. Environmentalism, more than anything else, maintains a permanent underclass in this country, and that is what the elite, progressive elite wants.
That's a sad commentary, Greg.
Well, it sure is. Socialism is all about power and exclusivity. Look at any socialism scheme ever. Suffering people depending on an elite government that promises everything and delivers not very much. If we go the way of the radical Democrats in 2020, I'm afraid that's what we'll become.
I don't think we'll head down that route in the end. I think the American public is just too smart for that.
Well, on that high note, it's time to call it a day on this podcast. I'm Craig Fowler, and this has been a podcast on why the Democrat 2020 presidential hopefuls can't deliver on their freebies. Thanks again to Bob Taft, the founder of ConservativeInsights.net blog, for joining me on today's podcast.
Greg, thanks so much for hosting it.